Welcome to Tiger Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Steve Lyons. Batting second. The third baseman, Wade Boggs. Batting third. The left fielder, Jim Rice. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Bill Buckner. Batting fifth. The DH, Mike Easler. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Dwight Evans. Batting seventh. The catcher, Rich Gedman. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Marty Barrett. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Glenn Hoffman. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Oilken Boyd. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Lou Whitaker. Batting second. The shortstop, Alan Trammell. Batting third. The center fielder, Kirk Gibson. Batting fourth. The catcher, Lance Parrish. Batting fifth. The DH, Darrell Evans. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Johnny Grubb. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Nelson Simmons. Batting eighth. The first baseman, Dave Bergman. Batting ninth. The third baseman, Tom Brookins. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Walt Terrell. And now, play ball. Steve Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Terrell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs hits a fly ball into left field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brookins fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker hits a fly ball into right field. Evans settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson bunts towards unknown player. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Trammell moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Trammell scores. Gibson moves to third. It's 1-0, Tigers. Darrell Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans hits a pop-up towards short. Hoffman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb hits a pop-up towards first. Buckner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Parrish settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Easler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easler hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans takes first base on ball four. Easler moves to second. Rich Gedman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gedman hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Easler moves to third. Evans moves to second. Marty Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Brookins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Glenn Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman hits a pop-up towards first. Bergman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Nelson Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons hits a fly ball into right field. Evans settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Bergman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bergman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hoffman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Lyons. Brookins reaches second base with a double. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 0 for 1 in the game. Whitaker hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 3-0, Tigers. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Trammell hits a fly ball into left field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Steve Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons is 0 for 1 in the game. Lyons hits a fly ball into right field. Grubb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs is 0 for 1 in the game. Boggs hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0 for 1 in the game. Rice hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brookins fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 0 for 0 in the game. Gibson hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-0, Tigers. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Parrish hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boggs fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Darrell Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0 for 1 in the game. Evans hits a pop-up towards third. Boggs settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb is 0 for 1 in the game. Grubb takes first base on ball 4. Nelson Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0 for 1 in the game. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Boyd fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner is 0 for 1 in the game. Buckner hits a line drive into right field. Grubb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Easler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easler is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Easler hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Evans hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Terrell fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Red Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Dave Bergman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bergman is 0 for 1 in the game. Bergman hits a fly ball into left field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Brookins strikes out. Two outs. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Whitaker hits a fly ball into center field. Lyons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rich Gedman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gedman is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Gedman hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Marty Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 0 for 1 in the game. Barrett takes first base on ball 4. Gedman moves to second. Glenn Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman is 0 for 1 in the game. Hoffman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brookins fields it and throws to second for the out. Gedman moves to third. One out. Steve Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons is 0 for 2 in the game. Lyons hits a fly ball into left field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Gedman tags and scores. Hoffman tags and moves to second. Two outs. It's 4-1, Tigers. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs is 0 for 2 in the game. Boggs hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hoffman scores. It's 4-2, Tigers. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0 for 2 in the game. Rice hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Red Sox 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Trammell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Gibson hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Lyons. Gibson reaches second base with a double. Trammell moves to third. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Parrish hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boggs juggles the ball. That's an error on Boggs. Darrell Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0 for 2 in the game. Evans hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Boggs settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Grubb hits a fly ball into center field. Lyons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Trammell tags and scores. Gibson tags and moves to third. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 5-2, Tigers. Nelson Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0 for 2 in the game. Simmons hits a fly ball into left field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner is 0 for 2 in the game. Buckner hits a fly ball into right field. Grubb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Easler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easler is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Easler hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brookins fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Evans hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Rich Gedman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gedman is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Gedman hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Gibson. Gedman reaches second base with a double. Evans goes all the way around to score. It's 5-3, Tigers. Marty Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Barrett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Red Sox 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Dave Bergman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bergman is 0 for 2 in the game. Bergman hits a fly ball into right field. Evans settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Brookins hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Lyons who is chasing the ball. Brookins reaches third base with a triple. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Whitaker hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Brookins scores. It's 6-3, Tigers. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Trammell is hit by the pitch. Whitaker moves to second. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 2 for 2 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Gibson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boggs fields it and throws to second for the out. Whitaker moves to third. Two outs. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Parrish hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Barrett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Glenn Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman is 0 for 2 in the game. Hoffman strikes out. One out. Steve Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons is 0 for 2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Lyons hits a pop-up towards short. Trammell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Boggs hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brookins fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Red Sox 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Darrell Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0 for 3 in the game. Evans strikes out. One out. Johnny Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Grubb hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Barrett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Nelson Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0 for 3 in the game. Simmons hits a pop-up towards short. Hoffman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Larry Herndon now playing left field. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0 for 3 in the game. Rice strikes out. One out. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner is 0 for 3 in the game. Buckner hits a dribbler in front of the plate. Parrish interferes with Buckner, who is awarded first base. Mike Easler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easler is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Easler hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Buckner moves to second. Aurelio Lopez now pitching. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Evans strikes out. Two outs. Rich Gedman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gedman is 3 for 3 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got one RBI. Gedman hits a fly ball into right field. Grubb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Red Sox 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Dave Bergman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bergman is 0 for 3 in the game. Bergman hits a fly ball into center field. Lyons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins is 2 for 3 in the game, with a double and a triple. Brookins hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Whitaker hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Brookins moves to second. Steve Crawford now pitching. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's been hit by a pitch. Trammell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Brookins moves to third. Whitaker moves to second. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 2 for 3 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got one RBI. Gibson hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Lyons. Gibson reaches second base with a double. Brookins scores. Whitaker scores. Trammell moves to third. It's 8-3, Tigers. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Parrish hits a ball on the ground between the mound and first base. Crawford scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Parrish for the out. Two outs. Darrell Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0 for 4 in the game. Evans is walked intentionally. Johnny Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Gedman for a passed ball. Trammell scores. Gibson moves to third. Evans moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 9-3, Tigers. Johnny Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Grubb strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 9, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Marty Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Barrett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Glenn Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman is 0 for 3 in the game. Hoffman hits a fly ball into right field. Grubb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Steve Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons is 0 for 3 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Lyons hits a fly ball into left field. Herndon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 9, and Boston Red Sox, 3. Goodbye from Tiger Stadium in Detroit.